he took them as slaves out of Egypt, but he didn't. He wasn't able to get Egypt out of some of them because they refused.
That's why that's what that portion of them died in the desert.
That's right. And, you know, if you look at that as a pattern, you see the unbelief and you also see those that are stuck in their old patterns of worshiping idols. God does not put up with that forever. And he is definitely in the job of, you know, cleaning house. And I believe that as more and more, when we go forward, there will be signs and wonders that will be outstanding because he says he has a harvest that he's bringing in. And that harvest is going to be so intense. But it's going to be done like the days when Peter, James, John, Paul, all of these men, under the anointing of the fullness of Christ. See, some people say, oh, we have the fullness of Christ. Well, where's your signs and wonders? Where's the raising from the dead? Where's this and that? It's happening in the spots here and there in the earth, but it's not happening everywhere at the same time. So keep your focus on the one who said, I am in the control room, and I will show up in a people that will represent me. And that is really what you and I need to focus on, because more and more the Holy Spirit seems to be pressing in that we are that people. We have been chosen for his purpose and to radiate him. So it's not just the pearl of great price, but how about a nice necklace? Okay? Using multiples of levels to create a body of believers that are all in fused with a pearl. Do you think the Father can wear that?
Well, I think my biggest emphasis with all that is that he says to that we're supposed to be watchmen.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to watch out for all those signs that he said that he would fulfill.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have been fulfilled.
That's right. That's right.
And it's sad that there's so many people blind.
But see, remember when he said that the 10 virgins would be what? He didn't say 9 would be asleep. He said 10. Half would wake up. It's going to be. And he's doing it.
Oh, no. That's where I was like, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, it was like an awakening, like, this is no joke. I mean, we are in the last phase.
Yes, we are.
And we are a lot deeper into the last phase than a lot of people think.
Well, I believe from what I've read over the years, and those who have witnessed this, I remember this 88-year-old gentleman who died, went home to be with Jesus not that many weeks and back, not less than a year. And his comment to us that we have entered the kingdom. But when Jesus entered the earth, he entered and a new day was born. But the transition for 70 years, because from the time he was born to the time of the judgment of closing down the temple, there's 70 years, 70 AD. He said, no more. No more sacrifices. I've told you, I'm all done. So he gave them a period of grace to transition from one age to another. And I believe we're doing the same thing right now. We're doing in that, we are in that new kingdom. But how many in the church believe it? Very few. I thank you. They're asleep. I know, but they're missing the boat.
And I'm like, well, if that's not for you, then healing can't be for you. tithes are not for you.
Yeah.
So either it is or it ain't. Because, you know.
But the bottom line is, Victor, there are some that you will be able to speak to, and they will hear. And some, the Holy Spirit will say, button it up. Don't say a word, because they're going to laugh at you. They're not ready to hear.
Oh, I don't mind. They can laugh, because I do.
Yeah, I know, but it's best if you don't prod them, because
I do what I'm supposed to do.
You obey him. That's the bottom line.
Shake the dust off
of Okay. Let's go to the Word. Isaiah 55 is where he took me this afternoon. So let's go to him and quickly see what he's got to say. Verse 1 says, come, all you who are thirsty. Lord, we're thirsty for truth.
Amen.
We want your truth.
Amen.
We want your living water.
Amen.
And we want to see the days come forward with your full anointing upon the saints that you have chosen. And we trust you to keep revealing yourself to us and to those around us, in Jesus' name. So give me ears to hear and a heart to perceive and a mind to comprehend what your Spirit is really speaking to the house of prayer and to all those that connect with us on the internet. So again, verse 1, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me and eat what is good. And your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me that your soul may live. And I will be an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love, promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you. Because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Are you seeing the pearl? He has endowed you with splendor. Your reflection of the genuine is really what this is all about. And he's also telling you that there's many people spending their money on buying all kinds of stuff that creates fear. A friend of mine gave me a book and he told me, read it. And it's all about end time challenges for our nation. The other day I listened to this gentleman who's on one of the Christian stations. And he's all about how God is going to destroy the United States. It's selling a lot of books. It's also creating fear and torment. I had a young lady on the phone the other day, and all she was concerned about is, my God, if the rapture comes, I won't have a chance to get married. What kind of torment is that? Well, if the rapture comes tomorrow, me and my boyfriend will have no time. We better get married now. I said, well, if you believe it, you better. But if you believe that you can be perfected, you don't have to worry. She says, I can believe that if I want to. I says, yes, that's what Jesus said. If you want to be perfected, you can be. And you will be one of those that will be transitioned. She says, I don't understand. And so I explained a few things to her, and all of a sudden she came to light, and she says, oh, this is a lot better than being full of fear. A lot better than being full of fear.
The cities and the countries and the kingdoms and the powers that God says, I will destroy are written.
Well, again, he's going to give grace, but he's also bringing salvation in Iran. He's appearing all over the place, changing hearts. He's going to continue. The harvest has not come yet. The harvest is around the corner. Watch verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the evil man his thoughts. See, the thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Then verse 9 is very important. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rains and the snow come down from heaven and do not return without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. Using your mouth, his word coming out brings what? That's what he's doing. So is my word that goes out from your mouth. I'm changing it right there so you'll see. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace, and the mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of thorn bush will grow the pine tree, and instead of briars the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign, which will not be destroyed. Meaning Israel will not be destroyed. He said it will not be destroyed. That means the darkness and in people around there are screaming they want to destroy. Egypt's president is screaming he's going to destroy them. He is not going to be successful in what he's doing because the word out of his mouth is not coming from the Holy Ghost. He will take care of them, and we need to stay focused because we have a job to do. We have a planting season where you give a word of knowledge to somebody. You give a word of encouragement to somebody. You give a word of wake up for those who are asleep, even in the church. That word of love, that word of compassion will change the hearts, and it will bring a harvest because it won't return void. Got it? Bow your heads. Father, this is what you showed me, and I'm asking now that you would just give insight to those who study this chapter so that they can see themselves and they can see the fruit of their lips come to life. Amen?
Amen.
And amen.